welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 9th. You'll be interested to know. 75 years ago today, in 1950, French Foreign Minister Robert Schuman presented the Schuman Declaration, proposing the creation of a European coal and steel community. This visionary plan laid the foundation for the European Union, fostering unprecedented peace and unity across the continent. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 4 mph, keeping things manageable. As the day progresses, conditions may become a bit choppy with the winds shifting onshore later on. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 3.5 feet just before 8:30 a.m. with a 1-foot low tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday presents a mix of surf conditions. Saturday starts with clean waves around 2 to 4 feet, transitioning to choppy by midday with winds increasing to 13 mph. Sunday remains clean and consistent at 2 to 3+ feet, ideal for longboarders. By Monday, conditions shift to fair with waist to chest high waves, becoming increasingly choppy as winds peak at 13 mph in the afternoon. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 60 degrees, with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:39, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:53. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early this morning, clearing up to sunny skies at a high near 78, with a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with patchy fog returning later and a low around 63. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Saturday morning with patchy fog before 11 a.m. and a high near 82. Saturday night and Sunday will be mostly cloudy with highs around 75. Monday and Tuesday will be partly sunny, with highs near 69 and 65, respectively. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the mid-50s to low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new pizzeria, Sonny's, has opened in University Heights, paying tribute to the 1980s Brooklyn punk scene. Located near Madison on Park, Sonny's features crispy New York-style pies and a menu crafted by chef Tony Gutierrez and pizzaiolo Jose Frankie Pereira. The space, redesigned from an auto repair shop, incorporates reclaimed materials and vintage decor, creating a nostalgic atmosphere. Signature pizzas include the Blitzkrieg Bop, topped with cup and char pepperoni, and the No Sleep Till Brooklyn. The drink menu offers an array of wines and creative cocktails. Sonny's is open daily from 4 to 11. Now on to sports. Paul Pierce, the Basketball Hall of Famer, proved he is a man of his word. After the Boston Celtics lost Game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinals to the New York Knicks, Pierce walked 20 miles to work at the Fox Sports 1 studios in a bathrobe. The Celtics blew a 20-point lead, losing the game 91-90. This 8-hour trek was shared on Instagram, highlighting Pierce's dedication to his promise. With the Knicks now leading the series 2-0, it may be wise for Pierce to avoid making any further bets during the playoffs. In local sports, tonight in Denver, the Friars face the Rockies at Coors Field for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Randy Vasquez takes the mound for the Padres with an ERA of 1.67, while Colorado counters with Antonio Senzatella, sporting an ERA of 5.50. First pitch is 5:40 under clear skies and 71 degrees. In top news, bloating can be an uncomfortable experience for many. Health experts suggest that dandelion tea, made from the plant's leaves, flowers, or roots, may offer relief. Elizabeth Katzman, a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, explains that bloating can be caused by factors like food intolerances and hormonal fluctuations. Dandelion tea acts as a diuretic, increasing urine output and helping to flush excess water from the body, particularly beneficial for bloating due to high sodium intake. Additionally, this tea is rich in antioxidants, vitamins, and may support liver health. Always consult your healthcare provider before adding it to your routine. In business news, former cryptocurrency evangelist Alex Mashinsky has received a 12-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to fraud linked to the multi-billion dollar collapse of his firm, Celsius Network. Once managing over $20 billion, Celsius promised customers returns of up to 18.6% on crypto deposits. Prosecutors sought a 20-year sentence, citing devastating losses for many victims. Mashinsky misled investors about the firm's reliability and falsely propped up the price of his company's token. He ultimately profited $48 million from token sales, funding a lavish lifestyle while his customers faced financial ruin. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 9% for the week to about $103,000. Ethereum is up 23% to just over $2,200. And Goatsys Maximus is up 31% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Eligible Apple users can now submit claims for their share of a $95 million settlement related to Siri's unintended activation. Customers who experienced this issue between September 17, 2014 and December 31, 2024 can apply for up to $100. The settlement stems from a class action lawsuit alleging privacy violations, as Apple recorded conversations without consent. Applications are open until July 2, 2025, and users can claim for up to 5 Siri-enabled devices, with payouts capped at $20 per device. And in entertainment news, the highly anticipated Lord of the Rings movie, titled The Hunt for Gollum, is set to debut in theaters on December 17, 2027. This new installment will feature Andy Serkis, both as the star and director. The original trilogy's key creators, Peter Jackson, Fran Walsh, and Philippa Boyens, will produce the film, with Walsh and Boyens handling the screenplay. They're also producing a second Lord of the Rings film, though a director for that project has yet to be announced. This movie follows the 2024 anime film, The War of the Rohirrim. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Henry Ford. And he said, "Obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goal." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.